night. Welcome to a special sit-down episode on the Mole and Friends Get Random podcast channel. And today, I am here with my friend Valen, but you know her better as DJ Lady Verse. Killing it. Hey. But today, we are not talking about music. I would love to, but we're not talking about music. We're going to talk about a product that she has coming out. Or she has out, sorry. I mean, it is out, and she's trying to make it big in the skincare business.
Yeah, a new venture.
Yes, it is called Miracle Muck, and it, according to my daughter, who is also here joining us today, Lenore, say hi.
Hi.
It is really, really, really good. So, I don't know anything about this stuff. That's why she is here. Valen is here. We're going to talk. First off, Valen, when did you come up with this idea?
So this all happened in 2020 during the pandemic. I've had trouble with my skin over the years. The DJ lifestyle definitely has taken a toll on me. You know, it's not always the healthiest diet or the best hours. You know, you're around a lot of smoke. I was able to hide it for a while, my acne, and I was wearing a lot of makeup. But when 2020 hit, I think the stress just sort of just like my face just like exploded. And, I never really meant to create this, but I wasn't able to find anything that was on the market that I could use on my broken skin that didn't hurt it or make it feel worse. Like, cause it was like, it's like actually having wounds on your face or your back or wherever it is. And so I created this out of my kitchen, just being like something has to help. And I had such amazing results that I kept experimenting with it more and more, sort of perfecting the formula. And, you know, now 4 years later, I'm finally ready to really push this to market because I feel like I see people out that I'm like, I can help you. This can help, you know, and it's not just for your face. Like I helped my dad. He was terminally ill and he had all kinds of like weird skin things. His feet were like gnarly.
Right.
And so I used it on his feet and it was like, the transformation was really remarkable.
Really?
So I'm still, you know, I'm trying to get it to other people as well because I'm curious to see what other skin conditions we can address because it's all natural ingredients. It's really gentle, but it's super effective.
Well, I mean, I saw 100% difference and she had a couple of spots going on her face here and then luckily you had, you know, given her the sample product and noticed 100% difference. Her skin was soft. It was, you know, the
18 different light pimples just like right there.
Yeah.
It pulls a lot of dead skin off the surface and also it like kind of gets all this stuff that's sort of underneath.
Right.
That you don't even realize is there. And you have amazing skin to begin with, but like, you know, we're always very overcritical of ourselves, right?
Right.
So it's, if it just gives you that little bit more confidence, or for me, where I'm not wearing like a full face of makeup, I can just like put on a little powder and mascara and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. Whereas, you know, when I first created this product, I was like, strangely enough, I was grateful for the mask mandates because I was like, oh, thank God. I can cover half my face and no one's going to know what's going on under here,
right.
You know, but secretly it was like, that was such a horrible feeling to be like, oh God, you know, no one knows what's going on under here.
Right.
So, yeah.
Chemically, how did you figure this all out? You said you made it in your kitchen. Like, what did you, like,
yeah,
like hocus pocus, like, witches brew stuff? Like, what did you do?
I was looking through my cabinets, you know, and I'm like, what, you know, I knew, like, oatmeal is good for your skin. I knew, like, I had some, like, activated charcoal, which I use, like, usually for, like, an upset stomach or something, but it draws, like, impurities and toxins out of the body. So I was like, all right, I feel like this makes sense. Let's try some of that.
Right.
you know, jojoba oil I'd use as a moisturizer, and that was really nice. So I used some of that. And, you know, it was like, as I sort of, like, tossed all these things into my little witch's brew. You know, and then I started doing research and really finding out what the skin benefits were. I was like, oh, cool. You know, it was like this like Slumdog Millionaire moment where I was like, all of these things just happened to be here, and they came together exactly, perfectly the right way.
Right.
I guess I'm just a little bit of a hippie, so my kitchen cabinets might not look like everyone.
Right.
Well, some essential oils in there, a little colloidal silver.
I guess it comes from the area. You know, we're around Woodstock, so I mean, you know, Woodstock.
And I mean, other than the essential oils, it's edible.
Right.
You know, like I've used it on my daughter since she was little.
Okay.
I think that was the most amazing application I found so far is my daughter had a wart on the bottom of her foot and on her hand.
Right.
We tried doing it at home, the little freezing kits. I took her to the doctor. They tried to freeze it off. They used toad venom, which this is a treatment. So I was like, okay, try it. I was like, if it's not, they're like, no, it's safe. It just sounds weird. I was like, okay, nothing. And so I took Miracle Muck. I put that on there. I put like this sort of waterproof Band-Aid, left it on overnight.
Okay.
I did that about 3 times in a row and it was gone. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, I'm on to something.
She found the cure to everything. Okay, so.
So, yeah, that's why I'm like, I'm still sort of in the experimentation phase. Is like, I've used it for myself and my family. But I'm really curious to get it into other people's hands because I feel like this could be great for eczema, rosacea.
It sounds like it could be. Yeah. Honestly, I'm like, the way you're talking, like, I got old man feet, all right?
Yeah,
so I'm about to try that.
Weird stuff.
Yeah, like, I got this. Like, I'm 44 years old this year, and I got some really bad, I've abused my feet. That sounds like I might be talking about your dad's, you know.
Yeah, I should have brought some for you.
I will buy it. I will buy it off of you if it works out.
Yes,
like, it's a lot.
I want to set up, so my next program I want to set up is called Yuck for Muck.
Okay.
So I want to get people to like send me pictures of their weird, nasty thing that they're like, I don't know what to do with this. I can't fix it. Help me.
Right.
Be like, okay, this is gross. Let's help you. You send me your yuck. I'll send you some muck. Send me the after pictures and let's see if we can like heal some people.
That is
right?
A great promotional idea. That is genius.
So that's genius.
That's
one goal, like in the near future. I want to get that launched because I just finished my first official month of being in business. This is like today.
Congratulations! This is an anniversary.
Yes.
I love it. This is awesome.
Yeah.
This is great. This sounds like a miracle product, quite frankly. And I think you are onto something here. Seriously, and you should definitely keep doing that, like promoting it and getting it out there, and because there's a lot of people that do need help. Skin conditions are like crazy, and there's a lot of people that are self-conscious about any little blemish they have, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if this can even help them a little bit, I don't see there's a downside at all. And you know,
and it's like I said, it's totally natural. I've even been considering, like, I haven't had anyone complain about the oils, but I know that they can be, like, a little mentholated. It can be, so I'm like, I might make a sensitive skin one that doesn't have the oils in it.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm just sort of curious to get some of that customer feedback as well.
Right, right.
Because it's still an experiment, and, you know, the human body is pretty fascinating.
It is. may I suggest on your website for that have a... you know, a section that you can have interactions with them, you know what I mean? Like, like a newsletter like, type form, you know. Format.
There is an option for a blog on there, and so I'm sort of, like, starting each little thing, like, one step at a time, because I want to make sure I can maintain it.
Right.
But, yeah, I really think that interaction, that one-on-one, the, you know, getting people's feedback is going to be really powerful moving forward.
Okay.
Because, you know, I want to see how it works for people.
Do you have a YouTube channel?
Don't, not for Miracle Muck.
You should set it up.
I should. Because
that's an easy way
I
to
should.
Interact with the people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
All right. That's coming.
YouTube channel, if you need help, I got you. I'm an expert.
All right.
Old
okay.
hat.
Okay, I'm going to
take
you up on that.
All right.
I
old
will.
Hat. I got you. Don't worry about that.
I do. One thing I did set up recently is I'm doing a free 15-minute consultation, which would be like a Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go on my website, anyone can sign up for it. It like gives you an option. I think you have to schedule at least 3 days ahead of time.
Correct.
And then, you know, they can pick a day and a time that works for them. And I'll give them 15 minutes to just like answer any questions. I can show them how it works.
Great.
Just
burrito.
Sort of like one-on-one
that's
sort of
awesome.
Interactions. So I haven't had anyone sign up yet, but it's there.
It will come, trust me. Like,
yeah.
We have a newsletter for the website and everything, and it took mad long for even, like, 5 people to get it. Like, at least a year. I was putting these out, and I didn't think anybody was reading it. All of a sudden, like, they started coming in droves. So once somebody hears about it, You got it. You know,
and the
it's
marketing,
all about the promotion.
You know, that's the next step. So I've slowly been collecting content, and now I'm like, okay, am I ready to open the floodgates and, like, run that first ad? So I think that's sort of what I'm preparing myself for.
Well, you have an open spot here on this thing anytime you want.
Thank you.
We are run on iHeartRadio, Spotify, all the major platforms. So you got you got an ad run here anytime you want it on.
All right.
Okay?
Right on.
Period.
Let's do it.
Question. Lenore. All right, I got to talk to you about this. Now, your experience, you're going to talk, you're here for a reason. your experience with it. Now, she made a little video. Did you post it on your
not yet. I wanted to like it on you first.
Okay, well, she's on here, and Valen will be posting a video of it on her. She just informed. Of her using the product, and she, what was your experience with it, first off? Night one.
So when I like first started using it,
Come on. I've seen you talk to your friends at length. You can do this.
Pretend like they're not out there. It's
yeah,
just
exactly.
Us.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically when I first started using it, I don't know,
it's just like us talking, girl. You've been on my show.
I want to say, first of all, like, when I saw the video, she's, like, a professional influencer already.
She can do this on her TikTok, her Instagram, all day long.
I was very impressed. Like, one of the things I was nervous about, because I haven't actually seen someone reading the directions and doing it. I'm like, okay, do the directions make sense? And the way you did it, I was like, oh, they make sense. Oh, she's getting it. She's got it. Like, it looks exactly the way it's supposed to. So that was, like, for me, I was like, okay. I'm like, this was easy enough to read, like, and it seemed like you felt pretty comfortable. I'm not sure if you had read it before you took it out.
I had not.
You didn't. So that's amazing, because it seemed like you were very like, okay, do this, do that, and like you were doing everything exactly right. So that was like a very encouraging.
Did you have any questions for her about that stuff?
Like, I don't know. You were talking about it for like the different types of like skin conditions. And I have, like, really bad, like, strawberry skin, like, on my legs mm-hmm. and on my arms. So I get, like, really self-conscious about it. Do you think it might be able to help with that?
Totally. Yeah, I would definitely try it there as well. I would try anywhere, honestly, because it's, like, the formula is so natural that it's, like, it's really, it's fine to put anywhere on your body. Just don't take it internally.
Yeah, don't eat it.
Don't eat it. But, yeah, anywhere. And, you know, like I was saying, like, with my daughter, when she had, like, something, a spot that was, like, really bad, like her wart, I put a waterproof Band-Aid over it. So, like, if you have something that's, like, just, like, really, like, lingering or hurting or not going away, like, there's I'm still learning the different ways that we can apply it. Whereas I saw you use it as the mask. I also saw you use it as a scrub, which I use it in the scrub in the shower almost every day. And, you know, I'm still, like, you can see my skin is still recovering. Like, this has been a really long journey for me. but I'm at the point where I don't have active breakouts anymore. And that is like such a sigh of relief, because it really affects you. Like when you are going out and you're feeling self-conscious, whether it's on your shoulder or your leg or your face, like mm-hmm. you feel like everyone is staring at you. And it's just like, you know, so finally being at this place and talking about it has been really weird, but it's like, it's very freeing at the same time.
Right.
So that's why I'm like excited to hear like other people being like, yeah, like, and I want to see it help and work. So we'll get you some more. So you can let me know if it works for you. And summer's coming, so this is the perfect time to do it.
It is definitely the perfect time, especially with the pool outside. So, you know, I put it up for a reason.
Yeah.
Worked very hard.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
It is a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Basically, you're saying it's working for a lot of stuff. And guys, I'm very self-conscious about my skin as well. I went through a rough patch. Lenore here can testify that I had some really bad skin going on for some reason. I did some yard work, like, way back a couple years ago at the old place that we lived at. And then, like, all of a sudden, next day, I broke out into something.
Yeah.
And it would not go away. Doctors said it was bacterial. So I was like, okay, they were like, let's give you all these creams, let's give you these meds, let's hit. Nothing was working.
Wow.
So finally I went to the dermatologist and they gave me, you know, zaps it, like extra strength, stuff like that. And it worked a little bit, but my skin is still like, I get breakouts real fast. Mm. I never used to get breakouts at all when I was younger.
Isn't that so much fun in your 40s?
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, why is this happening?
Yeah, exactly. So it does happen. Guys, I'm going to try this stuff for myself too. And I'm going to, I got to.
to see if it works. I'm glad you brought that up, too, because I think that's another thing I want to touch on in my marketing and promotion is that skincare is not only for women.
Right.
It's not only for teenagers. You know, it's like there's so many people that are suffering from all different kinds of conditions, and I think a lot of us, as we get older, we're just sort of like, oh, okay, I guess I live with this now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but now it's like, you know, men, women, you know, young, old, like I really think that there's health benefits for everyone. Right. And it's antimicrobial, it's antibacterial. There's like a lot of different antifungal.
Right,
so
right.
I really think that, you know, even like my boyfriend had, he's going to hate me for a second. So, you know, even some of the single ingredients, you know, he was having athlete's foot that was like horrible. It was like the funk was crazy, but like it was like uncomfortable, you know. And
yep.
So even just like some of the single ingredients on their own, tea tree oil is amazing.
Yeah.
And he had tried so many different things on the market. He tried the tea tree oil, which I've been using in my muck, and he was like, babe, what is going on? Like, it's magic. I was like, I know, it's like a miracle.
Right.
You know, so it's like the ingredients are really powerful and they're natural, but you know, it's we don't always need chemicals to get to the root of these problems.
Well, that's the thing. Like, the dermatologists and the doctors are real quick to just give you all this, you know, stuff with all these, like, benzocyclobenzatrate or whatever, like, shit you can't
right.
even pronounce.
It's
and I'm
terrifying.
Like,
they're like, don't, you know, don't touch children while you're
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
don't go out in direct sun. Don't do
yeah.
I'm like, but I want to go outside.
It's like vampire life. You just, like,
yeah. I'm like, all right, I got good skin, but now I can't leave the house, you know? Like,
right, right.
But, like, how, you had bad, very bad skin. Like, you,
yeah.
Right now you can, I'm telling you right now, you can't notice a damn thing.
See, I'm still very self-conscious of my scars, which are still healing.
Right.
But, yeah, it was bad. Like, I wouldn't leave the house without a full face of makeup. And now, like, I wear makeup when I'm performing, and I, you know, it makes me feel more confident.
Right.
But, you know, it's not... Like, I do leave my house sometimes with no makeup on. And that I never would have done. It was like, it was, you know, I was dropping my daughter off at school and I was struggling to, like, cover everything.
Yeah.
You know, I'd make my partner drive the car so that I, you know, it was just this constant feeling of, like, people are looking at me because it looks like there's something wrong with me. You know?
Yeah.
I felt like some sort of a zombie, like a freak show. It was really uncomfortable.
I get how that. You know, is, I'm sure Lenore gets that too. It's got to be just it's, like I said, it can't just be a female thing, you know, guys, like, you know,
totally.
I'm on this whole thing now where I'm like, guys, open up, do, you know what I mean? Don't sit there and act like, oh, macho man, my skin, you know, and go, if you need, you're self-conscious about your skin, you go out there, ask the women what they know, like,
yeah.
they, you see them going through this, like, tell them you're not alone. Go, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't really care, honestly. I'm gonna tell you, this is a guy, like a guy.
Men.
Yeah, the skin doesn't matter to us. I get you guys are self-conscious about it more than probably the average male. Because guys, you know, we are self-conscious, but we won't.
But maybe not. There, you know, it's like just because you aren't saying anything doesn't mean you're not feeling it or thinking
well,
it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true. Men tend to hold it in more. Like,
right.
Is basically what it is. And like, just can't like come in and like, I got bad skin. I'm gonna be the first one. I'll put one of them masks on my face. If it works, I am happy as man. You'll
see
me in public.
We're gonna get you in it.
I will rock that shit in public. If it's around, I'll be like, yeah, miracle mug, motherfucker. That's right. I got good skin. What?
Yeah, it will. It's transformative. And I think that's been sort of one of the best parts of this whole journey is actually finally talking about it and
right.
being honest about it, because before it was like, hide it, don't let anybody know I'm perfect, I look like I do in my pictures, but my pictures have been edited and I'm wearing piles of makeup and the lighting is just right, you know, if
yeah,
the lighting
yeah.
was like 2 seconds later, it's like, oh, don't look at that picture. you know, so it's just been really freeing.
Right.
And I hope that by doing that, it gives other people the courage and the freedom to be like, you know, I can now look at pictures of myself and be like, yes, I have blemished skin in this picture, but I'm still beautiful.
That's
and
right.
I never would have been able to say that or see that in myself. And I can also see that in other people.
Right.
You know, I feel like there was just this thing of like, oh, everyone should look like these filters on their Instagram page.
You see, and that's the thing. Like, that's where I have a problem with the internet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Everybody on these websites are giving a... not everybody. I can't say... There's a lot of good people out there trying to destigmatize all that stuff and trying to, you know...
it's a movement.
Yeah. But there's a lot of people that still perpetrate, you know, like, oh, you need to be caked up with makeup and, you know, you gotta look like a certain way or else you're not pretty conventional. I'm like...
Or look how amazing this product is while they're using a filter.
It's right.
Like, you're not showing me what the product does.
Yeah, you're in a studio. I can tell there's lights everywhere, professional big lights. You're not in your house. I can see it. I can tell a corporate shill when I see one, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they put it on these and they know they target younger women. And you know, they're like, oh, you have to. This is the way it is. So you have to. And then it gets stay in their head.
Customers.
That's it. And then if they have one little blemish, they're like, oh my God, I can't, you know, I can't do this. I have to. And they start getting their heads. Then it's just a big cycle. And I really do think that social media has a big responsibility that it should take upon itself to let these young ladies and men know that beauty is literally skin deep. You know what I'm saying? Like the makeup and the trying to be what you're not a lot of times, you know what I mean? Like flossing stuff and, you know, like all this shit you don't have and like it's
right, people going broke trying to look like they're rich.
Right, exactly. And I'm like,
wait, you're going in the wrong
direction. Yeah, don't know. Like it so but I'm glad that you're actually doing something now to help empower people, you know, to come out and be like, hey, yeah, I got very bad skin, please help me. You know what I mean? It's not the end of the world, you know what I mean? And you're here to make them feel better about themselves. And
it's a hug.
There you go. It's a hug you can wear every night and scrub yourself in the morning. It's very comforting.
It definitely has been a process. And I think, you know, having my Miracle Muck page, but also starting to use my DJ platform to talk about it more honestly, because, you know, I feel like a lot of times there is so much perfection and, you know, that's expected from my DJ profile.
Right.
But I think that people are getting really tired of everything being perfect, and people want things to be real, because that is just so much, it's so much more refreshing, and it's so much more of a connection. We live in a digital world where what we're missing is that connection. And so I think it's taking me a little bit more time to figure out how to integrate those two things. But it definitely is part of that process.
Right.
And, you know, maybe, you know, using Lady Verse as a spokesperson in a sense, you know, and starting to get really real and show myself more without makeup.
Right.
To my fans. They're like, oh, wait, okay, this is new, this is different.
Right. I mean, honestly, you should just go out there au naturel, be you, and people will respond. They will respond positively because of who you are. You know what I mean? And just be you. Go out
but
there.
But if they respond negatively, apparently that's great for the algorithm. So
it's awesome. You know what I mean?
More people hate on it, higher up I'll go.
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I say shit just to get that algorithm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's part of the game, I guess.
Yeah. No, but you know, it's all positivity, and I'm glad that you're here doing something positive, you know, and I'm loving the fact that your skin's looking gorgeous.
Thank you.
You know,
feeling comfortable. I'm not in pain anymore.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like, you seem calm. You seem nice and, you know, just content, you know, with a lot of things.
You know, I think it's been a journey, you know, and this is part of another part of this whole concept has sort of been like that whole mind-body connection in which, you know, as I've been healing physically, I'm also healing mentally, emotionally.
Right.
I think those things are very tied together. And so I'm actually a portion of all my sales, and as of tomorrow, I'll be analyzing how much I made. So I'm going to make my first donation to Mental Health America. And they make it really easy to donate funds there, and so I'll have more feedback on exactly where that money goes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's to help with mental health services for people who can't afford it, also spreading, you know, information and knowledge, making sure people are able to access these resources.
Right.
And I think it's a worthwhile conversation to have, because I think a lot of times if you're suffering from mental health issues, it's going to show up physically somewhere on your body. Or likewise, if you're having physical ailments, you're having, you know, things going on with your skin, it starts to affect you mentally. You know, so those two things can be very tied together.
Right, right. Well, I don't want to keep you too long, because I know you live about a half hour at least from here. At least.
It's a beautiful ride.
It is a beautiful ride. Again, like, you are welcome here anytime to come back and just...
Thank you. Yeah, and I'll keep you posted. And I'm going to get you some muck. You're going to let me know how
and
it goes.
I'm going to advertise the shit out of this. You have no idea.
Take some embarrassing pictures.
I will take a lot of
pretty after pictures.
I am great at that. And both. But, so you got to plug everything. Give me your website. Give me, you know, everything that you're doing upcoming as DJ Ladyverse. I want to know where you're going to be. People got to know where you're spinning. Let's talk. Let's do this.
Okay. So with Miracle Muck, it is just miraclemuck.com is the website. And then my socials, I have facebook.com/miraclemuckmask. Mm. And Instagram is the same. It's instagram.com/miraclemuckmask.
Okay, we'll be in the bio.
So yeah. And then I do have on May 25th through the 27th, I'm going to be at the Walkway on the Hudson.
Oh,
that'll
nice.
Be my first official trade show.
Okay.
I did vend there in 2021, but I was sort of doing COVID compliance at the time, so I wasn't really focused. So this will be my first time really there with my new packaging and my new formula. So I'll be there for their May Fest. And then as for Ladyverse, I do have a date coming up on May 10th. I'll be at the Hudson House.
Oh, nice.
And so that's a really beautiful restaurant, distillery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to do a date night, but it's all ages. It's no cover. You know, just come on by, have some good food, have some drinks, and I'll be spinning some tunes.
Can't beat that. You can't beat so, that.
May 10th at the Hudson House. That'll be a fun one.
All right. That's awesome. Fallon, thank you again so much.
Thank you.
And Miracle Muck is a miracle product, 100%. Perfect name for it. So, again, everybody, check all her stuff out. Buy Miracle Muck. Buy it.
Oh, and we're doing a sale. So I'm going to extend the sale for the next few weeks.
Okay.
If you go to the website and you enter Intro 50, that's intro spelled out and the number 50, you'll get 50% off your first batch of Miracle Muck.
So. Definitely cannot beat that. So everybody, check out the links in the bio for Miracle Muck, for Ladyverse in general. Go to the website, www.digitalzoneent.com, for everything. We are available on all major platforms, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Pods for as long as they're around, Apple Pods for as long as they're around, and all your other major sites. We're on YouTube. So please... check us out. I will have links everywhere, advertising for Miracle Muck all over the place, because I love this woman to death, and she is such a good person. Known her since we were knee-high to a grasshopper. So thank you again, Val, and I really do appreciate it. And have a great day, everybody. Thank you.
All right, have a good one.